Hachette Audio presents Where the Waves Turn Back, a 40-day pilgrimage along the California coast. Written and read by Tyson Motzenbacher. Dedicated to the girls, Jeannie, Haley, and Jamie. Author's note, New Mexico. Where the Waves Turn Back began in a beat-up tour van driving through the middle of the New Mexican desert. It was 2 o'clock in the morning and everyone was fast asleep except for myself and my friend John. I was on tour with John's band, Switchfoot, playing rock and roll shows that proved to be a difficult transition into sleeping. On this particular night, to pass the time, I told him stories from my 600-mile pilgrimage across California following my mother's death. I recounted the feeling of invisibility when I slept on the street. I told him about the time a pack of rats fell out of a tree and landed on the roof of my tent. I shared about almost getting run over by a military tank in Camp Pendleton, and I recounted my run-in with one of the infamous Union Pacific Yard Bulls. I told him how I had captured these memories in a series of short stories that maybe, just maybe, I would self-publish as a collection one day. "I don't mean to be rude," John interrupted. "I know you have a lot going on, but this is a book that I need to read. I think this book needs to exist." The next day, John's words rang in my ears. And the next day, and the next, and the next. Eventually, I decided to follow his advice, and over the subsequent 5 years, I wrote the chapters that would become the book you're listening to now. Though writing this was deeply restorative, it was also quite painful. I was still grieving the loss of my mother, whose death triggered a schismatic crisis of faith. I knew that my story could help people, people who had lost loved ones too early, people who had been let down by religious institutions, people who had suddenly awoken in a world they barely recognized, who needed a field guide to navigating journeys of loss and transition. Author Neil Gaiman says that every character in a story has something they want and something they need. Usually the two are different things. When I walked out the front door of my house in San Diego in the fall of 2013, I wanted my mother back. I wanted answers to explain why she was gone. What I needed, however, was to find evidence that the world could be full of beauty and goodness without her in it. What I discovered was that the loss of my mother put an immediacy and value on life that hadn't existed before. I began to understand as my mother...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?